CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 30th of August, 2026, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you'll find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. The RSGB board chair changes as part of planned transition. Tonight at 8 is back. And it's your last chance to buy your RSGB convention ticket at early bird prices. The RSGB board is pleased to announce that, following its meeting on the 22nd of August 2026, Graham Smith, Golf for November, Mike Delta, has been appointed chair of the board. This appointment forms part of a planned and orderly leadership transition agreed by the board. Stuart Bryant, G3YSX, who has served as chair since 2023 with distinction, fully supports the change and will remain a director until the 2027 AGM. He will continue to contribute his considerable experience to the society and its activities. Licensed since 1974, Graham has been active in many areas of amateur radio, including service as an RSGB district representative, RayNet UK controller, and member of the Emergency Communications and Resilience Group. Since joining the board, he has led work on resilience, volunteer development and governance improvement, as well as serving as board liaison for training and education. The board looks forward to continuing its work with volunteers, members and staff across the society as it delivers its strategic priorities and supports the amateur radio community throughout the UK and beyond. For the full announcement, please see the RSGB Notices section on the RSGB website. The Tonight at 8 Autumn programme begins on Monday the 7th of September with an engaging webinar on amateur radio and the future of satellite communication. RSGB Board Director Patrick Wood, 2E0IFB, will be delivering a presentation that will start with a brief history on the subject before looking ahead to the future. He will touch on FunCube developments, FunCube Plus, and missions such as Jovian 1, whilst also considering how radio amateurs are now using geostationary satellites like QO100. He will also ask how radio amateurs can adapt their skills and equipment for a rapidly changing communications world. Patrick is an expert in the subject, having had a 38-year career in the aerospace, defence and space sectors, with over 30 years dedicated to the space sector. RSGB webinars are live-streamed on its YouTube channel and special BATC channel, allowing you to watch the presentations and ask questions online. Find out more about September's presentation and other upcoming webinars by going to rsgb.org/webinars. The RSGB Convention Nano VNA Essentials Workshop has now sold out. Make sure you don't miss out on the remaining spaces for the two other workshops by securing your ticket now. On Friday, the 9th of October, you can take part in a 5.5-hour workshop offering practical advice on identifying the sources and mitigating the effects of radio frequency interference. On the afternoon of Saturday, the 10th of October, or the morning of Sunday, the 11th of October, you can take part in a 2-hour workshop offering practical and interactive exercises that show you how to use AI more effectively in your own amateur radio projects. Both workshops are available to purchase at the same time as your convention ticket. Go to rsgb.org/convention-workshops to book your place. Don't forget, you have only until 9 a.m. on Tuesday the 1st of September to purchase your ticket at the early bird pricing. Time is running out to submit your nominations for the annual RSGB G5RP trophy. You have until Friday the 11th of September to send in a nominee who has recently discovered and made significant progress in HF DXing. Please send your nominations to RSGB HF Manager Ian Greenshields, G4FSU, at hotelfoxtrot.manager@rsgb.org.uk. The DMR Youth Net, organised by the RSGB Youth Committee, is back at 7 p.m. BST on Tuesday the 1st of September, following a break over the summer holidays. Since the launch of the net in 2025, young operators have joined from across Europe to build confidence speaking on the radio, connect with fellow young operators from around the world, and join in without needing to set up antennas at home. The RSGB Youth Talk Group 23554 is available on the DVSPH and Brandmeister networks. The net will take place on the first Tuesday of each month. We're delighted to announce that Steve Chalk received a bronze medal at the IARU Region 1 ARDF Championships in Romania last week. He was one of a small team competing on behalf of the RSGB. Steve gained his medal in the M60 category of the sprint race, in which the transmissions are just 12 seconds in duration. Congratulations to Steve. Don't forget to listen out for the stations that are taking part in this year's British Inland Waterways on the Air event. Stations have been operating since yesterday, and activity continues until tomorrow, Monday the 31st of August. To find out more, visit Nunsfield House Amateur Radio Group's website at novemberhotelalfaromeogolf.org.uk. and follow the Bywater 2026 link. And now for details of rallies and events. Today, Milton Keynes Amateur Radio Society Rally is taking place at Heron's Lodge Guide Activity Centre, Bradwell Road, Loughton Lodge, Milton Keynes. The doors open to the public at 9 a.m. The entrance fee is £3 and parking is free of charge. Also today, the Torbay Amateur Radio Society's annual rally is taking place at the Courtenay Centre, Kingstainton Road, Newton Abbott, postcode Tango Quebec 12 to Quebec Alpha. This new venue is a town centre site and is adjacent to a large car park. The entry fee is £3 and visitors are welcome from 10 a.m. Tomorrow, Monday the 31st, Huntingdonshire Amateur Radio Rally will take place at Ramsey Rural Museum, Wood Lane, Ramsey, Cambridgeshire. The doors will be open to traders from 7 a.m. and to visitors from 9 a.m. Hot and cold refreshments will be available on site. For more information, email hotel Alfa Romeo Sierra Rally 2026 at hotmail.com. And on Sunday the 6th of September, Telford Hamfest will take place at Harper Adams University, near Telford. Postcode Tango Foxtrot 10, 8 November Delta. The doors open at 10:15 a.m. Admission costs £5, but children up to 16 will be admitted free of charge. The GQRP Club Convention will be held at the same venue on Saturday, the 5th of September. For more information, contact the Hamfest team via hamfest at tangodeltaalfaromeosierra.org.uk. Now the special event news. REP, Portugal's National Amateur Radio Association, is active with special call sign Charlie Tango 100 Romeo Echo Papa until the 31st of December. The station is operating to mark the group's 100th anniversary. Look for activity on the HF, VHF and UHF bands using CW, digital modes, SSB and satellites. Now the DX news. Mark WB2OIL is active as Whiskey Bravo 2 Oscar India Lima / Victor Yankee 0 from Broughton Island, NA130, until Tuesday the 1st of September. He's operating CW, FT8 and SSB on the 40 to 10 meter bands. More information is available via QRZ.com. Now the contest news. The worldwide Digi DX contest started at 1200 UTC yesterday and ends at 1200 UTC today. Using FT4 and FT8 on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange is your four character locator. On Tuesday the 1st of September, the RSDB 144 MHz FM activity contest runs from 1800 until 1855 UTC. Using FM on the 2-meter band, the exchange is signal report serial number and locator. And also on Tuesday the 1st of September, the RSDB 144 MHz UK activity contest runs from 1900 until 2130 UTC. Using all modes on the 2-meter band, the exchange is signal report serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 2nd, the RSDB 144 MHz FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 until 2100 UTC. Using FT8 on the 2-meter band, the exchange is report and 4-character locator. Also on Wednesday the 2nd, the RSDB 144 MHz FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 until 2100 UTC. Using FT8 on the 2-meter band, the exchange is report and 4-character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. And also on Wednesday the 2nd, the UK and Ireland Contest Club 80-meter contest runs from 2000 until 2100 UTC. Using SSB on the 80-meter band, the exchange is your 6-character locator. The All-Asian DX contest starts at 0 hours UTC on Saturday the 5th and ends at 23:59 UTC on Sunday the 6th of September. Using SSB on the 160 to 10 meter bands, the exchange is signal report and your age. On Saturday the 5th, the CW Ops CW Open takes place in 3 4-hour sessions between 0 hours and 23:59 UTC. Using CW on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange is serial number and name. On Sunday the 6th, the Worked All Britain 144 MHz SSB contest runs from 1000 to 1400 UTC. Using SSB on the 2-meter band, the exchange is signal report, serial number, and Worked All Britain square. RSGB SSB Field Day, IARU Region 1 Field Day, and IRTS SSB Field Day all start at 1300 UTC on Saturday the 5th and ends at 1300 UTC on Sunday the 6th of September. Using all modes on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange is signal report and serial number. The RSDB 144 MHz Trophy Contest starts at 1400 UTC on Saturday the 5th and ends at 1400 UTC on Sunday the 6th of September. Using all modes on the 2-meter band, the exchange is signal report, serial number, and locator. And also on Sunday the 6th, the 5th RSGB 144 MHz Backpackers Contest runs from 1000 until 1400 UTC. Using all modes on the 2-meter band, the exchange is signal report, serial number, and locator. This is Golf Bravo 2 Romeo Sierra from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday the 27th of August 2026. Last week we said there were no coronal holes to threaten HF propagation. However, guess what happens just after the time of writing? Coronal holes can appear at any time, which is why we recommend going to solarham, gopesandorganisations.com for daily updates. This week, another coronal hole has appeared, and this one really does look like it could threaten Earth. This, coupled with coronal mass ejections, means that today we could see the KP index rise and maximum usable frequencies, MUS, fall. On a brighter note, the KP index has been very low this week, mostly below 2, with the result that HF propagation has been very good. Top DX being worked includes RI1FJL on Franz Josef Land in the Arctic Circle, which has been loud on many bands, right up to the 12 and 10 meter bands. Other DX to be worked in the coming week includes V5/HB9BFM from Namibia, J38DX and J38LD from Grenada, and P29YY working from Papua New Guinea. A quick check on the NCDXF beacon chain revealed very good propagation on 14 and 21 MHz. This includes reception of the following beacons: CS3B in Madeira, RR90 in Siberia, 4S7B in Sri Lanka, 4S6TU in Israel, and 4U1UN in New York. So it looks like we're starting to leave the summer doldrums and entering better autumnal conditions. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will be around 120, falling to 90 as the week progresses. After the potential for geomagnetic disruption this weekend, ending today, the forecast is good, with a KP index of around 2. Another VHF and up-propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The weather has changed to autumnal conditions, with lows bringing periods of rain or showers and quite windy conditions at times. The coming week will turn out in a similar fashion, and means that we won't be dealing with much, if any, tropo for VHF. The main weather-dependent mode will be rain scatter for gigahertz band operators. The chances of aurora will need to show a KP index above 5 to be of much interest, probably a bit higher for southern areas. The prospects of meteor scatter are likely to be reduced to random activity, which tends to give better results in the early morning hours before dawn. Lastly, we're coming to the close of the sporadic E season, and with probably a week or so to play out, any openings will be few and far between. Try checking during the main operating windows of mid-morning and late afternoon. As a backup, consider the middle of the day, since towards the edges of the season, the traditional timings are less reliable. For EME operators, moon declination went positive again yesterday, with increasing peak elevation and lengthening moon windows. Past losses are falling all week, towards perigee on Sunday the 6th of September. 144 MHz sky noise is low, increasing to medium by Friday the 4th of September. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSDB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSDB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. This is meetings only for Southwest England and all of Wales. Starting with the Southwest, Blackmore Vale Amateur Radio Society meets at the New Remembrance Hall, Charlton, Shaftesbury, SV70PL at 7:30 p.m. on Tuesdays. Callington and District Amateur Radio Society. Guests and visitors to South East Cornwall are always welcome at the Net and at the Engine House Cafe every Wednesday from 1:30 p.m. The Net is on Mondays at 8 p.m. on GB3JL. Due to unforeseen circumstances, and this is an update to the script published on the web, Gordano Amateur Radio Club has had to cancel its SSB Field Day activation next weekend. The group meets on the fourth Wednesday of every month at 8 p.m. at the Ship, 310 Down Road, Portishead, North Somerset, BS20HJT. We thank Sean for that correction to the script. Moving on, Mid-Somerset Amateur Radio Club has a social meeting at the Quarterjack in Wells tomorrow, 31st of August, at 2 p.m. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, BS16 4NE. Meetings start at 7 p.m. and talks start at 8 p.m. Taunton and District Amateur Radio Club has its monthly meeting on Tuesday, 1st of September, at Tangier Scout Centre, Castle Street, Taunton, TA1 4AS. The meeting starts at 7:30 p.m. and will include a talk by G4USI on LoRa and Mesh Tastic. All are welcome. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:15 p.m. at the Chantry, Thornbury. Trowbridge and District Amateur Radio Club has a club meeting on Wednesday at 8 p.m. Western Supermare Radio Society meets at 7:30 p.m. every Monday at Western Supermare Social Club, Devonshire Road. In Wales, Aberconfigan District Amateur Radio Club meets on Wednesdays from 7 p.m. at Tondee Railway Club, Station Approach, Bridge End, CF32 9DY. Barry Amateur Radio Society has a club night on Tuesdays from 7:30 p.m. at Surly Sports and Social Club, CF64 5SP. Blackwood and District Amateur Radio Society meets at Islwyn High School, NP12 0NU, on Friday. Carmarthen Amateur Radio Society is holding an aeronautical movie night on Tuesday the 1st of September. It's hosted by Dave, GW4XUE. This will follow a short committee meeting from 7 p.m. at the usual club venue in Cwmdiad, Carmarthenshire. Light refreshments will be available and all are welcome. Chepstow and District Amateur Radio Society meets on the first and third Tuesday of every month from 7 p.m. in the Scout Hut next to the British Legion on Grahamstown Road, Sedbury, Chepstow, NP16 7AD. Cwmbrannan District Amateur Radio Society has a club night on Wednesdays from 7 p.m. at Hentley's Village Hall, NP44 6JZ. Dragon Amateur Radio Club. Club night is on Friday at Canolfan Esgyfiog, Gaiwen. Halkin Radio Group has a social meeting at the Britannia Inn on Tuesday from 8 p.m. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Lunardale, Cardiff, CF14 6EA at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. Holy Island Amateur Radio Club meets at the Boathouse Hotel, Holyhead, on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Flanestley Amateur Radio Society meets at the Swiss Valley Community Centre from 7 p.m. every Monday. North Wales Amateur Radio Group has no meeting tomorrow, 31st of August. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets in Ystrad Rhondda Sports Centre, CF41 7SY, on Tuesdays between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. Uskside Amateur Radio Club holds its club night on Tuesdays, starting at 7:30 p.m. in the High Cross Community Hall, Church Close, Rogerston, NP10 9SH. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, Golf 4 Tango, Romeo, November. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright of the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, rsgb.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.